We are ready. We are ready to fire here at Co-op Financial Services Think 19 in beautiful Miami, Florida. And in the studio lounge, we are honored to have Pam Brodsack in the house here. How are you, Pam?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Awesome. I always enjoy talking technology with you. Awesome. It's fun. It's fun, fun, fun. So, how's the conference going? I know it just started, but I always got to ask, how's the show going so far?
I think it's really good. Seth Godin was in there. He's pretty funny.
Oh, really? Who's it? He's already talked?
Mm-hmm. He's speaking right now. He's really funny.
Yeah, I've heard good things about him. Good stuff. Any takeaways so far yet from him?
Yeah, he talked about not being normal. Don't be normal. Consumers have a choice, and they will take a choice. It's not about being the low cost leader anymore.
Hmm. Wow. It's about being the opposite of normal?
Yes.
Standing out. In other words, standing out.
It's about telling a story. That was his message. People will buy a story.
Right. Exactly. And that's what credit unions need to do. Tell their story. As we've heard time and time again. All right. Let's tell our story. How about that?
Sure.
Integrate to innovate.
Yes.
Yes. And you're going to be on a panel talking about this very thing.
Yes, I'm moderating a panel.
Oh, you're moderating. Oh, mm-hmm. Congratulations.
There will be Corey Weakland from my team, who leads our technical integration team. Mm-hmm. Nish Modi from our product organization.
Nish, yeah.
And then we have three clients that will be joining us. Aaron Friedman from Partners Federal Credit Union. Mm-hmm. Jerry Bettens from Michigan First.
Mm-hmm.
And David Fileski from Coastal.
Wow.
They've all taken the opportunity to integrate with us, and so they're going to come tell their story.
Love it. I like it when credit unions get up on stage and tell their story, because it's such a peer-to-peer message, and it resonates really, really well. So good on you for that one. So, and I've also been hearing about, obviously, the Integrate to Innovate from Co-op. So what exactly, can you break it down? What exactly does it mean for us here?
Sure. What it means is that we actually offer an integration platform. So we have all the connections to all the major partners that you want to integrate with, from First Data to FIS to, I'm going to start.
Do you want me to ask a question again?
See? I told you, I'm always someone that screws up.
Ruda.
I shouldn't say their name, so I'm going to.
Our first blooper of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
See?
Pam Brodsack.
Excellent.
Did it. All right. Hey, I've been hearing more and more about this term, integrate to innovate, from Co-op these days. So what? Can you break it down for us? What exactly does it mean?
So you just blooped.
I did.
See?
But that's expected. People are used to me screwing up.
Take three.
Hey, Pam, I've been hearing a lot about this integrate to innovate terminology from Co-op. What exactly does it mean?
So what we've been working on in our development shop is we have a new integration platform and a new developer's portal that we've announced today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real easy way for credit unions to integrate with us and let us do the heavy lifting and integrate to all the other partners that are out there.
Gotcha. So is this kind of like the hub and the spokes and everybody kind of integrates?
Exactly.
Kind of that analogy?
It.
Okay, cool. So why is this important for credit unions to pay attention to this approach? What's the significance here?
So I think it really makes it easy for credit unions to bring all these different ideas and products and platforms to their members.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're like a one-stop shop.
Right.
Come integrate into us, and we'll do that heavy lifting for you.
Right.
And then when your members need to use the mobile app or they want to add new features such as controls and alerts or rewards, whatever it may be, come to us and we'll make those connections for
you.
Okay.
That must be a huge weight off of their proverbial shoulders.
That's our
intent. For sure. Hey, let's talk about real-time information. I've been hearing more and more about real-time information. So how can credit unions and members benefit from these faster, more seamless delivery of data? Because this is, instantaneous stuff we're talking about here now.
Right. We all as consumers, we want everything instantaneous, right?
Right?
We want it right now. So I think for us, it's deciding what you really need to have right now. Because there's a cost to right now. So we have to decide, if you want to integrate, is it pulling a balance right now? Is it turning on and off an alert on your phone? Is it a travel strategy? Being able to go onto your app. That's when I did it, when I realized I was traveling. I went onto my app and I set my travel strategy the night before. I didn't think about it weeks ahead of time. I wanted to do it, and I wanted to do it right now. And it was really easy just to load my mobile app and type in my travel strategy.
Okay.
So I think as credit unions, let's decide, what do we need to have real time? What do we want to offer our members real time? And do those things. You don't have to do it all.
Right.
It's not an all or nothing proposition. It's a bits and pieces.
Right. Or baby steps. Just get going, get moving in that direction, and pretty soon you'll have it all. You'll have the whole enchilada, as they say in Southern California. APIs. A lot about APIs as well, and these are driving force for integration. So what makes for a good API strategy?
Well, it goes back to, what do you want to have real time? APIs allow you. That's the rails to get your information real time. Mm-hmm. It's a way for you to say, here's my mobile app, or here's my website, my home banking website, and then I can use an API to connect into our systems and pull that data back real time. Mm-hmm. Some things are better at batch processing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, settlements and things like that mm-hmm. happen at night. But
right.
during the day, when you need real time, an API is the method
right.
to do it.
Indeed, indeed. And those are so significant right now. It sounds like the world goes round with the API,
systems
for sure.
Systems are open now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an open architecture
yeah.
system, so it allows you to plug and play and pull what you want from whichever system to provide the best customer
mm-hmm.
experience.
Mm-hmm. And you've got to be flexible, especially in today's fast-paced business environment, especially with technology. My gosh. All right. I'm going to get to something a little bit more pleasant to talk about here. Not that APIs aren't pleasant to talk about. What speakers are you looking for? You just talked about Seth Godin. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
I'm interested to hear about the chef and how they helped the hurricane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Wasn't he at Think last year as well, or is that a different person? Okay, never mind. Sorry. I digress.
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't think so.
But I think that would be interesting to hear that as well.
Yeah.
I'd be anxious to see that too. So
yeah, that would be an interesting story, I think.
Indeed.
Help a bunch of people in mm-hmm. time of need.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what Cretins did when the hurricanes went through, like Puerto Rico.
Exactly.
A lot of Cretins here in Florida helped out those folks in Puerto Rico. So good stuff. All right, Pam, anything else to add to wrap up?
I don't.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Always a pleasure. Always an adventure. Pam Bronczak, everybody.
Yeah, always an adventure.